Every Monday we talk about sports, and today's big headlines come from the world of tennis, where the U.S. Open starts today in Flushing Meadows, New York. And on the line from her home in White Plains, New York, we have Tondalea Wilder, host of the public radio program She Got Game. And Tondalea will be attending the Open later today. Hi, Tondalea.
Hi, Madeline. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So what's the big story for this year's Open?
Well, there are a couple of big stories. First of all, tonight, Pete Sampras will officially announce his retirement from tennis. There's going to be a very special and probably sentimental ceremony at the U.S. Open. The U.S. Open has really been the site of some of Sampras's greatest triumphs, including 5 U.S. Open singles titles. His first was in 1990 when he became the first, the youngest men's champion ever at age 19, and he won the U.S. Open last year against Andre Agassi. So it's going to be quite a special ceremony for him tonight.
Now, it's interesting that not a lot of people realize this, but he is considered one of the, if not the best, male tennis player ever.
Absolutely. He's won an unprecedented 14 Grand Slam men's titles. He's had a total of 64 singles championships, and he's won more than 760 matches. So I'd say that singles him out as the best.
Mm. And on the women's side, a notable lack of star presence. The Williams sisters will not be attending the Open.
Yeah, you know, the field of American women is going to be wide open this year because Venus is out because of a stomach injury. She was forced to withdraw just last week, and Serena is trying to recover from knee surgery. So it's going to be an interesting women's field. A lot of people are thinking that maybe Jennifer Capriati or Lindsay Davenport, the two Americans, can make a run for the title. But let me tell you, it's going to be a monumental feat for any American to beat the Belgians right now. Kim Clijsters and Justine Henin-Hardin are really playing fantastic. So without Serena and Venus there,
And they obviously have grabbed the big headlines over the past few years. So now that they're out of the picture, do you think that the spotlight will turn back to the men?
You know, I don't think that the spotlight will necessarily turn back to the men. I think this year maybe it'll be a little bit of both. The fact that Pete Sampras is retiring, that's going to be the talk of the tournament, I think, for most of the tournament. We do have Andy Roddick, who's the, you know, fabulous 20-year-old male player, American, who brings a lot of personality and interest. And Andre Agassi, you know, people always like to watch him. So, you know, who knows? It could be a toss-up this year. Certainly Venus and Serena won't be stealing all of the attention from the men this year.
Do they serve strawberries and clotted cream at the U.S. Open?
They do, and you know, I've been to Wimbledon, and actually the strawberries and cream at the U.S. Open is much better than it is at Wimbledon, if you can believe that.
Say it ain't so. I can't believe it.
It's true. It's true.
Is there nothing sacred from the old country? Tondalea Wilder is the host of the public radio show She Got Game, and she spoke to us from her home in White Plains, New York. Thanks a lot, and have fun.
Thanks, Madeline. I plan to.